You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yeah, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. From the sun is who we be. tap in, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, current of energy, come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency.
Cool Rain reminding us to tap in. I tapped in, I listened to my soul, and I was singing, and y'all didn't hear it. Because linear time caused me to forget to unmute my mic. So maybe it's for my own advantage. Ooh, I was singing my heart out. I mean, Makua Ray don't have nothing on me. Now, he's a musical artist and that, but I'm a musical legend. Makua Ray reminding us to tap in and turn into that current of energy to remember that we are so much more. We are love in action, the energy that sets us free, and we're not limited by time and space. Even though we experience this place called Earth, we experience time and space, but we're not limited by it. Or are you? Well, if you are, you're in the right place. Life Conversations Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you, yes, you make a difference. Thank you for coming back, those of you who listened to the show earlier, Conscious Parenting. Welcome back to Ancestral Blueprints, with Life Coach Ade and my dear friend, my dear sister, my soulmate, yes, Lisa Iverson, who is about doing the soul's work, and she's always on time. Ooh, I love it. Yes, yes, yes. It's time for Ancestral Blueprints, where we go deep and see beyond the illusions of life, and get in alignment with what is real, what is true. Open up the closet of our consciousness, the closet of our mind, the closet of our souls, and say, wow, that's my story. Okay, I embrace it all. Now I am aware there's nothing to be afraid of. Before we jump into today's topic, which is soul time versus linear time, and how that's showing up in your life right now, let me give you a quick announcement. Well, we've got two couple. Yeah, that works. For those of you who did get a chance to participate in the Business of Being, we have another one this Friday, September 1st, the Business of Being teleconference this Friday. If you're not on our mailing list and you haven't received anything, send an email to info@thebusinessofbeing.com, info@thebusinessofbeing.com. In the subject box, make sure you put transform my business now, because it's really about transformation. It's teaching you how to do business with the universe, how you can see your business as an expression of the universal principles, the expression of God, the expression of yourself. So when you take a look at your business, you can be certain and sure that it's reflecting your core values, that you're living in alignment with the universe and all is truly well, and your soul is dancing. And also, as you know, spiritual tag team every first and second Wednesday of the month. That's when a psychic and a life coach come together. The psychic and the life coach, they come together and empower you in the spiritual gym to help you to unfold, to help you to see the soul solution to your life, knowing that there is nothing that is happening for you that is to your detriment. No matter where you are, all is well. So you get the universal message and you get the practical application every first and second Wednesday of every month with Betty Begees and Life Coach Ade. And now it's 12:02. Oh, how about 12:02? What in the world is wrong with me? I tell you, if I was born in the 80s, I definitely would have been labeled ADHD, ADDEF, whatever. Because I see numbers backwards in my mind. But anyway, it's 12 minutes after 2. That's what I was trying to say. 12:02. Yeah, it's 12 after 2. We're dealing with linear time. But you know, right now I'm going to let go of linear time and step into soul time. And I know if I get caught up in the linear time, my dear friend is right here, Lisa Iverson. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm very well. Happy to be here with you and others today, Ade. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. I am so glad you're here, because I feel like I'm getting transported out of my body right now. And, you have grounded me and holding the space.
Don't go away. Don't go too far.
No, that's right. It's like, oh, calm down. Yes, indeed. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprint, Life Coach Ade and Lisa Iverson. We started the show off with Makua Ray Tapped In. If you want to find out more about Makua Ray, you can go to Facebook. Makua Ray, or you can find him on reverbnation.com/4directions. reverbnation.com/4directions. And while I'm giving website out, don't forget to check out the new website for lifeconversationsradio.com. It is lifeconversationsradionetwork.weebly.com. Life Conversations Radio Network. Weebly, that's weebly.com. Check out all the wonderful things that we're doing here at Life Conversations Radio. Get to put the picture to the face and the picture to the voice, or whichever way you want to put it. So I think that's, let me make sure that I've done everything I'm supposed to do. Betty's Oh, okay. Betty's taking care of the screen. Yeah, I see her. So let's step right on into this. But actually, before we do that, let's just check in with Lisa. We haven't seen Lisa in a long time. You know, we've been missing you. It hasn't been the same. We were out of timing, out of alignment, because Lisa wasn't here. So, Lisa, how are you doing?
Well, I am well. I'm noticing the change in seasons quite a lot, and it seems like we are being called into fall here, right around the corner. So, in terms of that linear time, soul time continuum or relationship, that's what I'm really noticing is these weather changes and seasonal changes. So, we're all feeling that wherever we live, whatever climate we live in. So I'm doing well. I have to say I do like the sun, so I'm we're all having a different amount of daylight these days. So I'm just noticing that. We're all in it together.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So whoever's having more daylight than the other, just hold the light for the others, you know.
That's right.
Shine
that's
light.
That's right.
You know, speaking of seasons, I was just thinking, you know, when you and I were communicating, talking the other day, it's 2012, there was a time it was seems kind of like a foreign idea. 2000? What's that? 2001? That doesn't make sense. That sounds like something out of Star Trek. Now, 2012 is 4 months away. I mean, and we say time is moving fast, time is getting away, it's running away from us. Today we're talking about soul timing and linear timing, linear time. Let's break it down. You know, I would think, but I don't know, but I'm going to just make this statement. Everyone knows what we mean by linear time, but maybe not. Just for maybe people who are from another planet who are listening to the show, because we have people listening from all kind of different realms. Let's talk about what the linear time is, and then talk about the soul time. So, Lisa, what is the linear time, as you say it?
Yeah, when I say linear time, I'm just thinking about the constructs that we live with that are common to us when we think about time. So the clock, the calendar, you know, our 24-hour a day, 7-day a week, 365 days a year, that construct, that's what I mean by linear time.
Right. So all the aliens know what we're talking about now. So let's go to those of us who are foreign to the soul realm. When we say soul time, what do you mean by soul time?
Well, for me, when I say soul time, that phrase comes out of my experience with the systemic family constellation work, which is this way of working with our ancestors in both a group and in an individual setting, that in that work, we can talk about that in a little bit, you know, really in a little more detail, but in that work, it just becomes very, very clear how much things that have happened generations before us may still be affecting us in quite profound ways in present time, and in the experience of those healing settings using that work, that tool, the constellation tool, it just, the phrase soul time just many years ago, it for me was the best way to describe how much not either or, but at the same time as we are in our linear construct of, you know, today's Wednesday, it's a little after 2 there on the East Coast, a little after 11 here on the West Coast. So that framework exists, but so do other frameworks as well. Mm-hmm. So the left brain scientific folks, you know, the quantum physics, quantum time people, that the soul time, I guess, is a little bit more resonant with that that kind of way of describing time and space.
Yes, yeah. Time and space. You talk about the family constellations, and I always feel like sometimes we just always need to explain it again, because it seems like, you know, you talk about the left brain approach. The left brain can't quite figure it out. And as you were talking about the family constellation approach, I actually found myself transported to one of the circles and the experience that came up for me and how real it is. Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about that family constellation approach and what it means, and then go from there.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds great. So the constellation approach is it's a way for us, you know, like I said, to access in a very embodied, experiential way in a group setting or with one practitioner how much we are still in resonance with our ancestors. So what happens in a workshop is we pick people from the group to represent people or elements from family life. And what we do in that process is we place them physically in the room. So one person represents a mother, a father, a grandfather, a grandmother, a sister, a brother, a husband, a wife, a child, this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And once they're physically placed in the room, this is like having kind of a picture. It's like the picture from our soul has been placed outside of us in the room. And it's an image that comes through the soul that's housed in the body. And the elements of the work that are most powerful have to do with honoring images of truth that have previously not been acknowledged in family life. So the things that happen in all of our families that have to do with love and life and loss and where we all belong with one another in our family maps, that's the essence of this work. And so the experience that happens in these groups and one-on-one helps us see how, so, you know, maybe I got an issue going on in my life. It's a health issue or love problems or relationship or work or parenting, all these things we all go through. In this group experience, we see very quickly how, you know, maybe my grandmother's experience is really what it is that I'm carrying, that I'm living out. Or maybe it's a whole tribe that, you know, what they experienced before me, their suffering or their loss, that I'm really feeling and expressing. So that's a very, very quick little bit about that approach.
Yeah. You know, as I listen to you, and because I've gone through the process, I've done it several times, I get it. But I find myself thinking and feeling in the personal development, spiritual growth community, where we tend to focus on just the oneself and less on the ancestors and say, well, you are responsible for your life. You're creating your reality. From, you know, you do a lot of different work. So you're a psychotherapist, you do the family constellations, a lot of different things that you do. How do you blend that together? Or somebody who's trying to blend it together and saying, you know, well, I'm reading that, you know, what happened in the past doesn't matter and what happened in the future doesn't matter. Now is the only thing that matters and it's only up to me. How does a listener blend that together with this idea that maybe part of what I'm living out, it has something to do with the life of my grandparents?
Yeah. If I'm a person who's walking, and it's a great question, if I'm walking around in the world thinking it's all up to me, it's all just my own doing that I'm creating it, chances are there were other people in my family who thought the exact same thing. So just that awareness is a really big deal. So here I am, I'm thinking, I'm walking around the world and I'm doing what especially my American culture tells me to do, which is that it's all about me. It's all about the individual. That's the energy field of the States, is that it's all about the individual.
Yes.
You know, this
whole thing about you know, I was just thinking as you said that, I just felt chills to my body. The whole thing about God bless America, and it's almost like if an American says God bless the rest of the world, they're like, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
So this independent way of thinking about life, that's an interesting perspective, Lisa. That's
yeah.
why I love you. Keep talking.
It's true. You know, we're very affected by the countries we live in, the land that we live in, this bigger field of influence that's around us. So it's not just about family. It's about country. It's about region. It's about land. There's many things that influence us. But if I'm, you know, walking around in the world thinking it's all me, I'm not the first one in my family to be thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so just to be able to come in contact, to have a compassionate awareness of this connection with other people who thought it was all about them,
yeah,
is a way of coming into contact with their ancestry and of deepening our groundedness in our roots. Because without a connection, without a clear alignment and connection with our roots, we can't be as effective or full of life in our path in the way that we're called to be. So I could go on and on, but that's just the thing to say in response to your question about that, yeah.
I love, you know, that perspective, and it's so freeing. I mean, what you did there, you know, I like to say this thing called life is a paradox. God is a paradox, trying to figure it out. And I also call it the duality of oneness, because what you did is, you know, instead of going from the approach of if you think you're alone, then you don't quite get it, you said, just understand you're expressing something else that runs deep. And just be aware of that. No judgment, no criticism.
That's right. That's right. It's done. That's an old story. The judgment, the criticism, it's done.
Mm.
You know, we're just all catching up to it. You know? You know, truly, we are all in this together. So that's the paradox, too. You know, here I am. I'm thinking it's all me. Well, it's all me and it's all everybody else, too.
Yes.
And when the criticism and the judgment pops up, as you know, that pops up, a thread of judgment, a thread of criticism, that pops up in us in lots of different ways. You know, when this pops up, it's good to see that too, that leads us back to who we come from.
Mm.
So who in our families that we come from were critical or were criticized?
Yeah.
Who was judgmental or who was judged? So when we feel this in ourselves, we feel a thought, we notice a thought like this in ourselves, it's true that it's very helpful to develop to notice and develop our thought patterns, put them in a direction that fuels positive purpose and being, absolutely. But when we struggle with this, there's a direct invitation for us to come in contact with the others in our web who had the same experience. So maybe there was somebody in our family who they were judged harshly, like really harshly, like they were kicked out of the family, like they were the scapegoat person who was never talked about because maybe they loved somebody who had a different skin color, or maybe they did something that was filled with guilt or shame, or maybe they left the home country, and so that brought tremendous grief on the family. So many things happen in life, all of our families. So when we feel this experience that we think, again, it's just us, in our own little linear construct of here it is, it's 2011, and it's Wednesday, August 30th, 2011, chances are, yes, this is part of what's going on, is this linear experience, but it is also quite possible it's in resonance with somebody, some element of something that happened in another time and space.
That, you know, the statement, the truth will set you free. The truth makes you free. The truth shall set you free. I'm feeling that statement on such a deep level. Because, and listeners, I'm sure you can get this. You think of times where you've criticized yourself, you've been judged, and you beat yourself up because you were criticized or you were judged, or you're being critical or blaming somebody else, but you ask yourself, who else in my lineage was criticized or judged or was critical? First, it creates a space of expansiveness. I mean, I felt that when you were talking, how it creates a space for us to really be easy on ourselves, to really look at life from a different perspective, like, well, maybe I'm in resonance with somebody else in my family who was judged. Maybe, you know, and that itself, that awareness becomes the healing.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the soul timing. So when you are feeling critical, judged, kicked out, the black sheep or whatever, and you get caught up in this time and thinking it's only you and what, you know, you wish you were different and you wish you were loved and you think things should be different and you get caught up in now, but you open up and become aware, saying, who else have felt like this? Who else in my family? Who else in the world have felt like this? It shifts your perspective about how you see yourself.
And it shows us how deeply we love. This is fundamentally what this is about. So we could be feeling or expressing judgment or criticism, something like this, that my mind would say, oh, that's a negative thing. But really, really, when we see it like this, like how we're talking about, and we see it in connection with other people whose experience has simply been waiting to be seen, to be honored, to be acknowledged, that's about a blind love. How blindly, deeply, beyond our mind's awareness, we are loving somebody in our families who had an experience that's simply been waiting to be seen.
We're going to take a break on that one. We'll just let it sit. Let it settle. I don't even want to mess with that. Just let it sit. So we're going to take a break while you digest that and maybe ask yourself, who are you in resonance with right now? This moment. Whose life experience is showing up as yours? How deep is your love with your ancestor? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy this show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy this show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That was a holy moment. I couldn't do too much with it. I had to let it sit and think about it. From that place of asking yourself, who are you in resonance with? You step into your soul time. You get to see life from a different perspective. You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. On LifeConversationsRadio.com, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad for your questions. And so, Lisa, in keeping with, in alignment with this energy of family constellations, ancestral blueprints, and the soul timing, I don't have any questions. I'm not going to make one up. So if there's anything bubbling up for you, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll just wait till something comes up. And
oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
There's so much. I just feel the freedom of that statement. Especially with so much going on in the world and there are people in therapy and seeking guidance here and there. And this whole idea of think, believing that we come from a dysfunctional family. I think all of that is just the mind's way of finding meaning of the simple complexity of life. Because when we start viewing life for what it is fully, the mind can't quite understand it. You know, there are people who don't even think about their ancestors. There are people who don't even think they have ancestors.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
people who say, well, I don't have ancestors. I don't know my father. I don't know his mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. So I don't have ancestors.
Yep.
So it doesn't apply to me. It sounds good information, but I don't have ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
speak to that.
Yeah. That's a deep love.
Mm.
You know, it's like a continuation of what we were speaking of a moment ago. It's somebody who thinks, oh, yeah, I don't have ancestors. I don't think about them. It's fine. It's totally fine. It's not like we should be, you know. We all live up. That should voice pops up here and there. It's not about that. If somebody, you know, just listening to this conversation, they think to themselves, yeah, I don't have ancestors. That thought, again, is in connection with other people in the family who came before them, who also thought that. So that thought, that belief goes back, however far back it goes. Sometimes it goes back, you know, 1-2 generations. Sometimes it goes back 10-15. But it's in connection with other people who, because of some circumstance, got disconnected with their ancestors. And so out of that disconnection, it became safer to think, I don't have ancestors. Than it was to feel the grief over the disconnection that happened. So when I talk about soul time, my sense of that place is that there's no such thing as late. Meaning, you know, when we come into awareness about whatever it is that we come into awareness about, around these kinds of things we're speaking about, there's always divine timing operating. And it's not the clock in the calendar in that linear construct. There's another kind of a clock, there's another kind of a map, there's another orientation happening in that soul space, so that whenever it is that we come into this awareness in that space, it is just the right time.
You're speaking to the thought that was coming up for me, and that always happens anyway. I'm thinking it, and you're speaking it. I'm like, oh, I was going to ask her that, but she's speaking to it. And the idea of how we've allowed linear time to rob us of the joys of life. We think because we didn't do something we thought to do many years ago, or because how our life looked right now, we can't do something that we've always dreamt of doing. Now we just live in regret. We live in shame and guilt and doubt, praying for more time, but at the same time, afraid that time is running out. So with this information, it's funny how I'm hearing this. This breath that's coming down your phone line. The ancestors are breathing life into us so that we can be inspired by this truth that is being shared. And so this information where, you know, because sometimes the new awareness, and I think that's why sometimes we play safe and just repeat old habits, that this thing called truth, this new awareness, can feel overwhelming sometimes, where people say, "Oh, I like that. I was deep. I get it. But right now, I just don't have time to really think about that." How can somebody learning about the soul time or remembering this information, something is being triggered for them about being in alignment with soul timing? As you said, there's a divine time. What can people do? What can a listener do to start doing little things so that they start to be in alignment with the timing of their soul, with the timing of all that is, and they're not running, trying to chase time or running from time and, you know, running to or running from? How can we use this information to help us on a day-to-day basis?
My first thought is there's something in what you said, that the image that came to me around claiming one's place as a daughter or son, and how grounding this is, and how common it is, I think in the States especially, because of the history of the country, has everything to do with disconnection from family. The country was, that's woven into the country's energy field, is disconnection from family.
Yes.
You know, and so it's a big deal to do something like this, to consciously, intentionally make space to become more grounded in one's connection with family. in a way that's not pathologizing or, you know, labeling, this kind of a thing. So in my day-to-day rhythms, just having a little bit of time where I sit quietly by myself to say something simple like, you know, my name is whatever my name is, and then I'm the daughter or the son of, and then naming my parents, my grandparents. I mean, what would this be like? Let's just imagine that for a moment. If we all did this, imagine what it would be like if every person in this country did this. If every person in the world did that for 5 minutes, if we all just by ourselves, silently with our own soul, really just took a moment to acknowledge our connection, who it is that passed life on to us. My goodness, it's quite an image, you know. I'm grateful for the conversation that image is birthed, you know, through this conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
And we know that connection is important for us all.
That's right.
And when you talk about sitting still and just saying, my name is Ade Anifowishe, I'm the son of, or I'm the daughter of, whoever, you go, and you just consciously become aware of your connection. It seems so simple. It seems so like, what's that going to do? But when you think about it, where your attention goes, energy flows. So if we take, I mean, even in, you know, we talk about meditating and meditation. If we just take time to think of our connection, I mean, I think of my mother who made her transition almost 3 years now. Every now and then I find myself thinking, well, I actually feel like it's like she went on a vacation and she'll be back soon, but it's just been a long time. And then when she comes to my mind, it's like, wow, she's not. I'm not going to see her in this body as I used to know her again.
Yeah.
And that thought causes me to think of life differently. And I think of my father who's still on this side of the realm, and myself, that one day we're all going to transcend and move to that spiritual realm. But really taking time to just say, who am I? What am I? Who am I connected to? So think of my mother. Think of my father. Go to my grandparents, my great-grandparents, and just imagine the kind of life that they lived. I mean, that's a different kind of awareness.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's enough to slow me down.
Yeah.
You know, and think about the life that is flowing through me.
Yes.
And those of us who are parents, who are grandparents, and what we are doing for the next generation, how we're touching them, the legacy that we're living, then we that creates a space where we really start to honor and value this thing called soul timing.
Yeah, and life.
Yes.
So we honor life. You know, it's like the song, that beautiful song that you picked to play at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
This river that flows through all of us.
Yes.
This is a really profound thing if we just sit with it a moment. No matter what our life circumstance is, no matter what part of the world we live in, if we're alive right now, here we all are, billions of us, it's the same life energy that flows through all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Our circumstances are what they are, but what is it? You know, what is there that could happen if we really saw this, you know, if we really collectively felt this inside of us and with one another, that it's the same life energy that flows through each of us. The divisions that we create, the divisions that are perpetuated all in so many ways, media. We won't go down that road too far because it'll take us away from this place where we're in connection with what we have in common.
Indeed.
In that place, there's an experience that's necessary for us to stay in touch with. There's wisdom for us to stay in touch with. That's what's sustainable. You know, we've got a lot of information going on around us about sustainable this, sustainable that. Nothing is just, we cannot create sustainable structures without being grounded in who and where we come from.
Yes.
It's not possible.
Because if you don't have a solid foundation, there's nothing to hold up what you think is sustainable.
That's exactly right.
So you got to have a foundation for it to be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that is created is perishable. The only thing that will never perish is life.
Mm-hmm.
We change forms, but life is going to continue to be life through and as us. Our great-great-great-great-grandparents are not here, but that life that lived through them is still alive today.
Mm-hmm. Now, our species is another deal.
No, that's right.
You know,
right.
Maybe that's another show, but that's kind of the deal that we're talking about. You know, when we're talking about sustainable, we're talking about everything we're talking about. This is one of the questions that's woven into it is, you know, sustainability of the human species. You know, life will go on with or without us.
What? It might be one-legged human being hopping around at his perfect example, or four-headed human being that we think is an alien right now.
Yeah.
And so it's no point people getting, if we don't do what we need to do, we won't exist.
Yeah.
Well, life will always exist. Global warming or not, it really doesn't matter. But in this moment, do you honor and acknowledge your life, the life that is moving through you? I asked a question in the chat room, and I said, how would you describe your connection with your ancestors? And Tamara said something when I read it. I'm like, interesting. But it triggered something for me because I can relate to it. Tamara said, I would describe my connection as strong yet unconscious at the same time. And I get it.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. That's very wise. Thank you, Tamara. That's all of us.
Yes.
Yep. You bet.
Whew. Wow. So when we take that moment to be still and say, who am I? I'm the son, the daughter of, and we just allow the body wisdom, the soul wisdom to just do what it needs to do, we can create a space for that connection to be aware of that connection. If it's just for a second, 5 minutes, whatever, to just remember you're part of something greater. You're part of a life that never ends and never dies. And your life is valuable.
Absolutely. There is only one of you. There's only one of each of us. You know, for all that we have in common, this is this tension balance between the individual and the group, the individual and the collective. You know, we're all snowflakes. There's no two of us exactly alike. But at the same time, is that that's true? Snowflakes are snowflakes.
Right.
And you put them all together, and you got a lot of snow. You know, it's
that's
like
right. You got a snowman.
That's right. It's not either or. It's both and.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, in that consciousness, in that light, in that awareness, in that truth, when you find yourself saying, "Time is getting away from me. I don't have enough time," that might be a good time to just stop.
Mm-hmm.
and retell your story. Recreate yourself in that moment. Because ultimately, there's that saying that says time waits for no one. But the only timing that's going to be constant is the soul timing. Take a breath.
It might be like a second, a minute, 5 minutes. So, okay, so that's in that linear structure that we do this. But in those few seconds, those few minutes, to really connect in that place, there's no, we don't have a measurement. There's not a measurement of that space and of that kind of time.
Yeah.
So to really connect and to claim connection in that spot is, I think we don't know how powerful that is. But I think it's a good thing to consider trying, you know.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. So true, so true, so true. So we're going to leave you with this as we get ready to release the show. Look at areas of your life where you've judged and criticized, or you're not happy with. And give yourself the gift of life and asking who else in your family, in your lineage, felt like that, was criticized, was judged, was blamed, felt ostracized, called a black sheep. Whose life is living through you. And see what comes up. See what comes up for you. All is well. All is well. Lisa, there's nothing else to do, say, but just be. So I can't even believe the show is almost ready to, it's almost 3 o'clock. Wow. What a wonderful thing that this happened through us.
Absolutely.
And when I say us as well, I'm not just saying through Lisa and Ade, but also through you as the listeners. You're all part of what just happened, what you're hearing.
Absolutely.
So don't stand in place saying, wow, Ade and Lisa, what, they're really deep or whatever. No, we all created this. We all made space for this thought, this idea to be birthed forth. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're so welcome, and thank you as well to you, Ade, and to everybody who's been with us.
And Lisa's going to be in Atlanta next month facilitating the Family Constellations Circle. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to familyconstellationswest.com. Familyconstellationswest.com. All the information you need is up there. And or you can send me an email, ask at lifecoach@ade. I'll give you all the details. And I'll also let you know about the teleconference that Lisa's doing that's coming up on September 8th. Lisa, thank you for doing what you do.
You're welcome, and thank you. We'll be with you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ooh, life is good. It's getting better. You can find out more. Lisa's other website is lisaiverson.com. Lisaiverson.com. You are so much more than you see in the mirror. Make sure you listen to the show again, share with your friends, follow the show so you can get regular updates. And I'll just email, put it on Facebook. Let's have a conversation. Create a group. Help your family find freedom in knowing who they are. The breath of God is breathing you. That's the one thing that is constant. Ricky Byers-Beckwith, the breath of God. If you want to find out more about Ricky Byers-Beckwith, you can go to her website, weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. I am Life Coach. I will be back here tomorrow. Living in the moment. For everything I know, I learned from Facebook. Everything I know, I learned from Facebook. You'll find out more about that tomorrow with myself, Betty Pegues. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here's Ricky Byers-Beckwith. The breath of God is breathing you. All is truly well. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.